Hi, you.
I'm Samantha Najera.
And I'm Nina Duran.
Welcome to the greatest world of the greatest cheese man you'll ever hear in your life.
With two chismosas, two motorites, two Latinas, two mamas.
Mamacitas. We are live from San Antonio, Texas. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We have a full show for you, as always. Lots of cheese man giveaways. And, of course, we have an amazing special guest. Rigo Navaira, Raulito Navaira,
yes,
the Grammy winner, the Tejano legend, and he's got an amazing song that just came out. So
shout out
all the things and share this post right now.
Share, share, share.
You want to let the world know about the chismosas from San Antonio.
Hi.
We appreciate you. I appreciate y'all. And yeah, so let's get started.
Yes. By the way, so I asked Rigo right before the show, like, is it short for anything? He said, yeah, Rodrigo.
I knew it.
I had no idea. No, so I was trying to think of
Rigo.
I was like, Rigo for Christopher.
What?
Rigo, Rodrigo. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Rodrigo.
But yes, but hey, wait a second. Okay, before we get started, is it like 2 o'clock in the morning for you right now?
Dude, my body doesn't know what's happening right now.
That's why you're eating all the dulces right here.
Yes. Look at, okay, first of all, tonight's Hood Rat snack is brought to you by The Goods. Chamoy and rim dips, and oh my god, shout out to Monique Benavides. She hooked us up with his entire
oh my god.
And like I said, I've always wanted to be the Mexican umbra when I grow up. And today we're giving some away. We'll get to it, but we're gonna give some away.
You get some chamoy, you get chamoy, you get chamoy.
Bro,
I just have that ring.
Look,
that's bomb. Yo, but I need to know, does she sell these with like a side of Tums? Or, like, something for the after, like, just in case, you know?
Like, the acid reflux? And what about the time? Like, you get children?
No, so, like, I can't stop eating this stuff when I start eating it. So, I give myself a stomach ache. And so, I would love, like, for the overeaters, like, here, take yourself some.
Yeah.
Some tummies.
Got you.
Because there's, like you said, when you start, you can't stop.
Once you probably don't stop this chamoy stuff, you guys.
So, how did you meet this girl?
Mom. She's just been a fan. Yeah, she's been a supporter being in cheese man. She reached out and was like, you know, I have a small business and I want to promote it. And she was sending us some goodies. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. We want to support locally owned Latina businesses. Sorry, I'm not as well.
Yes. And you can follow her at @thegoods_chamoy.
The goods underscore chamoy. Yeah. Heck yeah. So tonight's Hood Rat snack. Thank you for joining us. But of course, Ronnie, thank you. And we're going to be giving away some of this stuff in a little while.
Feel really good.
Stay with us.
Okay, so you tell everyone where you've been.
Oh,
I am so excited.
I'll give you the cliff notes, but I just, you know, every girl needs to get away.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm very much in a place in my life where I want to say yes to everything because I was so used to saying no.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went on a trip and I had an amazing time. I went to Paris and I went to Germany and all in 5 days.
Oh my gosh, wait a second. So, I knew you went to Paris. Uh-huh. Where did you go to in Germany?
Frankfurt. And
train ride or plane?
Train. From Paris to Frankfurt. And by the way, if you guys know me, I love Disney. I went to Disneyland.
Sorry.
I went to Disney. I got my Disney itch scratched.
How was it in comparison to the ones here in the States? Truthfully.
Magical, but again, Disneyland. Both the California and the Paris do not compare to Disney World.
Really?
But I also don't like put them in the same boxes to be compared. It's still Disney magic. It's still fun. It's still like, they're all, it's so different.
How was like the flight? How'd you do on the flight over there?
10-hour flight, 9-hour going over there, 10 over and back. It wasn't that bad. The one over there was kind of cramped, but the one coming back from Germany to, it flies into DFW down.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
Drive over. On the planes, I was like,
I'll give you all that space.
Well, yeah, so I had a good time, tried all the food, went to all the places, and I just, again, you know, when you're in a place of, fuck it.
It was a good time for you to
do it, girl. Like, if you're a guy, girl, if you're in that place where it's like, you know what, there's nothing holding me back, I could. Like, I used to be that person that was like, I can't because of this. Mm-hmm. I list like 10 things to block myself.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a place where I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So I'm tired, but I'm I'm like on an adrenaline.
What was like, did you do something that was like your favorite thing like that you did out there? Just out of curiosity. But they're like, one thing that just stands out, like,
Disney, oh my God. Just being at the Disneyland Paris Hotel. Like, I stayed at the hotel. And then the Louis Vuitton store, like, that's another thing. Like, any, like, far from Bias Paredes, you know, we grew up in Bias Paredes. It's not like that.
It's very different.
But it was like, I'm a small town, just a small town girl, living in a so anyway, it was nice because that show going on is the flagship of the entire company. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the motherland.
Yeah.
And fashion is big. And so for me to be there, and like, the vibe, Paris is a vibe. I'm going to tell you right now, it's New York, but cleaner and people were cool. And I was just like, Missy Vocal.
I'm one of you now.
Yes.
I love that.
It was great.
That's awesome. So right before you left, right before Sam left, she's like, if you're looking to go down a rabbit hole, I recommend this show on Netflix called Love is Blind. And boy, did your girl go down a rabbit hole. And Mike, like, you kept peeking in because just by default, because I couldn't not watch. I do have to admit, I have to fast forward through some of the pod stuff. I get kind of bored with that. I'm like, y'all need to get your married shit on. Go. So I have to fast forward through some of that. Yeah, but
me too.
You got me hooked. So I watched all of season one.
I was blind.
Tried season two. Wasn't really invested in the people. Like, I have to be invested in them. And then I'm on, like, I'm caught up with season six. I know they're really
the one that came out today. The last one came out today.
Yeah.
The finale came out today.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and I heard there was...
Holy shit, I had no idea.
Okay. You think Love is Blind?
That's a hard one, because I don't know. I still think, I feel like I saw plenty of them, like, had a really, really good connection that I thought it was going to make, you know, and take. And then the second they saw each other, you could just see it either one of their faces, like, oh, well, he's not really what I thought, or she's not really what I thought. And those couples haven't made it, at least in the ones that I've seen.
Well, that girl fucked up by saying she looked like Megan Fox.
That was a big one.
Like, oh, she's going to look at it. So then the disappointment.
That was a crazy one. She had dragged.
Cool.
She is. Oh,
but yeah. So you know Megan Fox, and you're setting up an expectation.
Right. So I will never forget one thing that my mama told me. She was like, mijita, she's like, one day you're going to be like super pissed off, like, at your husband. Like, you're just going to hate him.
Be like, for the record.
He's going to do some things. Like, you're going to be sitting on the couch. And sometimes all you're going to have is to look over and be like, I fucking hate him, but God damn it, he's handsome. And if you don't have that to hold on to, you're screwed. So that's always stayed with me in the back of my head. God, that's not physical attraction.
I'm that person. I am the shallow person. I'm straight up on a shallow. Day.
Yeah.
I would never do Love is Blind.
Yeah, but I've seen some people on there that really try. Like, I feel like
I would try. I always are.
Really trying, and they really want to make it work. But yeah, that would be, that's a hard one.
And I'm done that whole, like, go for the heart thing. I've done it. Never works.
Yeah. And it's interesting. We've talked about our thing, like, or my thing with Mike. Like, it wasn't technically blind because I saw him and knew what he looked like. But we dated overseas. He was in Hawaii and I was here for 8.5 weeks.
Okay.
So it was just...
I love how you count the half week.
Oh, girl, that half counts. True.
7 weeks, not though?
No, I know. I should, right? 8.5. 8.5. But, like, during that time, if he would have lived here, oh, man, we would have been hooking up left and right. That's just where it's what happens. You connect, you that carnal you want. Well, what happens when they're physically not here? So that connection had to grow.
But you totally
had bone sex. So, like, fingers crossed, we did. We had bone sex before we had real sex.
Sinner.
I know.
Why are you such a sinner?
Because I know how to pray real well.
Bye.
I know how to pray real well. I'm a Catholic. Remember, I went to Incarnate Word High School, class of 1999. Shout out, Shamrocks.
You're not all that Catholic school. You meet up with this?
I know. I've got two kids, two baby daddies.
Oh, my God. I
met. That's all San Antonio.
San Antonio, you're good. I'm just fine.
I'm like the norm. I'm the norm. But, okay, so you haven't seen the finale yet. Me neither.
So, yeah, we have to watch Love is Blind.
For sure.
Genuinely curious if, like, you really believe that love is blind.
I don't know. I don't think for me either. I think
for why you believe that in my heart. Like, I want to be like, I fell in love with the person. Like,
yeah. Like, here's kind of a side story. So my older brother used to live in San Diego, and I had a pen pal. And I remember, like, this was during the whole pen pal thing, and he was like,
an actual pen pal.
I was a volunteer for the San Diego Padres. I would give out, like, jerseys and hats to, like, fans coming in.
Every episode, I learned something new about you.
And so they had this, like, pen pal thing program with, like, other volunteers for other MLB teams. And so I got assigned with this guy. And we literally, like, were pen pals for over a year. And I remember being so, like, I was young.
Emotionally.
Like, but I was like, this guy, that when I finally saw his picture, it was like, oh, my gosh. Like, no.
You were so disappointed.
I was.
Older,
that
was little.
Like, that was 12.
You know what did that happen to me?
It's strange.
It happened to me because I used to do AOL.
Oh.
Remember the chat?
I too. I still have my AOL email address.
Chat with the people on the chat.
Yes.
And then, like, I would fall in love with somebody, and then they would show you. And the way that they could show you the photo was they had to use a scanner.
Right.
You had to have a big scanner, and that's how you could see the photo. So yeah, I fell in love with this guy, and then he scanned me a photo, and I was like, I know.
Yeah.
No,
I can't.
And not that I'm, like, the greatest thing since sliced bread,
nope.
But I want, here's the thing, I want the person who likes me to like me physically as well. I never wanted her boyfriend to be like, well, I didn't like you at first. I didn't think you were that pretty. Like, God,
yeah, I didn't know, but damn, your character is incredible.
And a great sense of humor.
Love, like, your personality.
Oh, I want to be like, oh, you're hot, babe.
Right.
I like you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Let me touch your pieces.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, great thing. Why wouldn't a person not look the same?
Yeah, for sure. No, totally.
Harry, we was
for well, yes. So, anyways, for Love is Blind, the one thing is, I bet you a lot of those, both guys and girls, probably need, like, therapy or counseling of some sort after that, right? Because, well, for two reasons. One, I feel bad for, like, you're so dragged through the media and through the public eye in this crazy way. Like, I think that when I'm watching, I'm like, ugh. Do they forget that they have cameras on them and people are going to see this?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You know, like, you have people, especially when they do the 2 years later, like, oh my gosh, I was the most hated girl, like, in the America Dating Saver, blah, 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 blah. And getting death threats and, like, all this shit, like, that's got to take some sort of fucking mental toll.
Yeah, for sure. I could see that.
So, anywho, but speaking of mental toll and counseling, our girl Vanessa.
That's a great segue. Well, we're going to shout out to Chingonas that we love.
Yes.
And this, Vanessa Montes, she is the owner of B-Boy Counseling. She's a professional licensed therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And she is one of our sponsors. We want to give a shout out to her. But we, here at Meat and Cheese Man, we take self-care and mental health very seriously.
Yes, we do.
And so if you need some advice, or if you're looking for some sort of coaching, that's the thing that she's promoting right now, is her coaching program, where she tells you, you know, what you could be doing to grow in all the ways, whether it's, you know, like, career or family, all those things kind of walk you through it. It's a very different way of counseling, but it's very useful and helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to give a shout out to Vanessa. You can go to beboycounseling.com and we will drop her page. Please, please follow her, because even if you can't do it right now and you don't have insurance or whatever the situation is, send it to a friend. You
know,
save the information. It's so important to have a licensed therapist in your phone.
Absolutely.
Time.
Yep, because you never know. And guys, if you want to advertise with us, like, we're always available. Email us, beanandcheesema@gmail.com. These cheese muscles, we're, like, looking for work to hire. Wait. Yeah, right?
We're hire.
Open for or open for work. There you go.
Open that one.
Open for advertisers.
Yeah, definitely. Promote on our show. We love doing it, and we can't do it without you.
Yes, yes. Well, we have a guest today in studio. I'm super excited about it.
What's happening, man? We're going to break. And then,
well, actually, so we have a video to show. Yes. And so we're going to toss to this video really quickly while we get him in studio here with us.
All right. Check it out. Luna by Rigo Navaida. Welcome back, you guys. We are here with Rigo Navaida.
Hello. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Are you okay with hanging out with hood rats like us?
I hang out with hood rats all the time. I'm from the South Side, baby.
Oh, Southside boy.
South Side. Shout out to all my McCullum Cowboys. We don't talk about the Harlandale Indians though.
Oh, talk about them.
I'm so sorry, Indians.
All right.
I really feel Southside right here with y'all. So I love it. I love it.
And that's such a San Antonio thing, that whole high school call out. Like, right? Always like, oh, there's an Indigo.
Did y'all see that over there at Smoke Barbecue? They had like a big high school reunion for like all the schools on the South Side.
Were there a lot of fights?
No, but I saw this post that said there's not enough babysitters in San Antonio for this event. I thought that was the most hilarious thing ever.
The windows are busy that night.
Hey.
Some people with smoke is like the oyster bake, but all year round.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good way of putting it.
Right?
That's a pretty good way of putting it.
I get it.
Yeah. It's right there downtown, so you get to see everybody and all the... I love downtown. I don't know about y'all, but yeah, I love like the...
Fun as sausage on a stick anytime.
Raspados in front of the Alamo.
Let's go. So smoke is getting free advertising, right?
Yes. You're welcome. Give us some gift cards or something like that. Right? Feed us. I'm starving. I'm just kidding.
Speaking of.
I know, but I told Sam. I gave it up for Lent. And
he's a good Catholic.
I'm a good Catholic boy. I can't do it. But thank you. I appreciate it. And it smells really great.
After Lent.
I'm going to call y'all. Y'all going to Easter? Y'all going to my grandma's house because we're going to have a big old party? Y'all got to take like 5 of those.
Okay.
And we'll finish them all.
We'll celebrate.
Yeah, I have to, please.
Been to like a good like Mexicano like...
Oh, Easter.
Okay, let's be real.
There's a thing.
Yeah, I know. That's what I like. I remember those places.
So that's what happened. So like... since my grandma's still here, shout out to my grandma.
Maria
Navaira. Yeah. Maria Mary Navaira. She, you know, she's still around, thank God, and she's still hanging out with us. And I wanted to do something special for her last year for Easter. And my grandpa back in the day used to have, he had 10 brothers and sisters. So he would just tell everybody, y'all come to my house and we're going to barbecue here and we're going to celebrate Easter. So that's what I did. I called up all my primos and my tias and my tios. And I was like, hey, come on, we're going to celebrate for my grandma. And I put out a karaoke machine. We were out there till like midnight, like singing our asses off, and just we were loving it. It was so much fun. We had a blast.
So speaking of singing, for those of you who don't know, Rigo is the son of the Hano legend Raulito Nogaina, who's a
I think he's watching right now. He probably is.
And I know you guys are sorry, I didn't clarify. Raulito and Destiny Nogaina.
Yes.
Raulito's sick, so I hope I'm feeling better. And he's a little under the weather. And Destiny is preparing for South March.
Yes. She's doing a lot of promotions. We got a lot of gigs coming up this next week. Thursday, the 14th, will be at Fanfare over there at Hemisphere Park. It's the first year it's at Hemisphere Park.
No.
And so, yeah, I'm curious to see how that's going to go.
It's a beautiful space out there.
Very. She's going to be receiving her award for Female Vocalist of the Year at the TMAs that she won last year. Yeah, so we're excited, and then we got South by Southwest, which we're very excited about. We're playing at this event called Latina Palooza, and it's, all female, all Latinas.
Latina Palooza.
Right there at Hooper's Barbecue. So if you're come hungry, because it's a free event, too. You don't need, like, a wristband or anything like that to come in. It's a free open to the public. In Austin, it's the 16th. But we go on like a little late. It's at 1 a.m. we go on. Oh. Close it out.
Oh, okay.
We close it out. We're the headliners. So Destiny's going to be performing a new song there as well that she's going to release in April. So we're very excited to get all that, because it's very our style. We're developing a different sound now because, you know, we really got into Monterrey. We lived there for 3 years and we really got to experience the culture and the people. And I think you can hear that in our music. And, I mean, todavía somos tejanos, entonces,
right.
You know, we're trying to put that Texas culture in there as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you write your own music?
Yes.
Like, what, you know, how, what's your, what's, I always like to know an artist, like, what's your, everyone's process is different.
Yeah. I think that's something I really try to strive for is I like to promote that I'm also a singer-songwriter along with my sister. We write everything together for the most part. I'll also write with other people as well, but for the most part, me and Destiny write together, and we wrote that song Luna that you just heard.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, awesome. I knew that Destiny was on her own and a solo artist and doing very well.
Very.
And by the way, y'all are all amazing singers.
Thank you.
Live, and there's not very many people who can actually do that.
Thank but, you.
Dude, both Navidas, all talented. I saw, like,
I was at the Hispanic gala, and they're at, you know, the bar line getting the drink, and I hear someone start singing. I'm like, I literally had to go and look. I'm like, who is singing? And it was Destiny.
It was Destiny.
And she... Oh my God.
Yes. She's very talented. She's incredible. And I have to sing with her like all the time. So it's very intimidating. Yeah. I know. Calm down, like on those trills, man. She just some little trills.
Incredible.
And I'm over here. I'm like, hey, I'm just from the South Side. I'm just going to sing my ass off.
Well, so what made you want to go solo as well?
I just really wanted to learn more about the industry. When we moved in 2020 to Monterrey, I got to rub shoulders with some of the producers that we worked with on my sister's album. And they're the grandkids of Maldonado, Fernando Maldonado. He's the one who wrote Volver, Volver and Hermoso Cariño, like some of the most
classic,
profound mariachi songs in the world. And so they have it in their blood too, you know. So we, and then they also won a Grammy with my uncle Emilio back in 2003. And so we kind of bonded all over that. And it was just like being in the studio with family. So I love being in the studio, number one. So, you know, to be there with family is really great.
Did you grow up in the studio?
Yes. Okay. My dad had one in Studio 902 over there on the South Side.
Okay.
And he recorded Stephanie Lynn there, Desperados. Wow. He was a producer of a lot of up-and-coming Tejano bands. Yeah, back
in... I knew your dad was a writer. Mm-hmm. He didn't perform, but yeah. I didn't know he was actually producing other people's music.
Yeah, he, you know the cough song by Desperados? Bum, bum, ba-da. He produced that one in our garage back in like 90, 92, 91, I believe. But I mean, he's amazing. My dad, I'm excited he's gonna start getting back into the studio and producing for other people, so I'm very excited to see what he's gonna do.
He's so much.
He's crazy. Like, he's crazy
when they see him too. Like, we've done dance with Marito, we've done the Salvation Army bell ringing, and they come, nobody cares about us, chismoso. Taking pictures.
Is that the thing that he built, like the big old train one, or no? Y'all weren't there for that one?
I don't
he
know.
Built like a big old train to collect for his bucket for the Salvation Army.
He's just a good person.
He's crazy.
He's got great energy. He's always been very supportive. Like, anything, like from years ago when I first met, he was like, what do you need, mija? Let me go to your event, mija. Like, whatever. Let's help each other out. And then he'll be like, mija, I need you to help me.
Oh, that's why. I just go.
Wholesome night. How do we get my Instagram? I was like,
he's great. You know, growing up with him, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, he wasn't really home on the weekends, but during the week, we had a blast. I mean, he would take us out to the zoo, take us to Toys R Us. He would, Toys R Us back in the day. Like,
well,
I want to be a Toys R Us kid. Yeah. We would play wrestling. We were really into WCW and like Sting and like Hulk Hogan and all those guys. And he would paint his face and we would just go nuts. Everybody, my cousins, my sister, and he was awesome. He's awesome. He's an amazing dad. And I'm very lucky to have him in my life as a mentor. And he's my hero. So
did you always know growing up, did you watch, you know, your uncle and your dad perform? And were you like, oh yeah, for sure, I'm doing it? Or was it something that you discovered later?
Yeah, I mean, I was always wanting to be in everything whenever I was little. So, I mean, my uncle, it's crazy, I think about it now, but I was like, up to 10 years old, I would dress up like exactly like how my uncle, my dad did, and be on the side and dance with them.
Wait,
my uncle was my uncle, you know? And I mean, he would play shows in front of like thousands of people. And he would let me go on stage and dance, you know. I wasn't even playing an instrument. I was just dancing.
Stand as a child, you know, big. Your uncle, Emilio, and your dad were, like, did it even, did it process for you?
I think it's just, we were always around it whenever we were little. Like, at my grandma's house, we would stay there majority of the time because she would watch over my cousins and my sisters and me, really. And they had the buses in the driveway. Yeah, so like that was always normal. Yeah, and that was always normal, but we were always around the music. We would, my cousins and myself and my sister, we would pretend to play band in my grandpa's room, and he had like those what are they called? Like beans on top of like on the roof.
Yeah, the wood beans.
Yeah, like yeah, ceiling. Yeah. And we would staple my grandma's sheets as like curtains, and then we would have like a baby powder and use it as smoke in the room. So whenever they get back, from like the shows, and like it was just all mess like everywhere. And this is really bad, but I guess it's like cheese man that I can say. Bean and cheese man. I mean, bean and cheese man. That's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do whenever you announce cheese man. Bean and cheese man. Bean and cheese man. But you have the top bill in your hand.
Dude, I'm telling you, I need the soundboard.
Yeah, you do. So we, you know, this sounds kind of bad, but it was so much. It's funny now that I think about it. We, when we were little kids, my grandpa would buy us the root beers, but like the root beers that are shaped like actual beers, you know, those are kind of like, and then the candy cigarettes. So it'd be like, because we would see our dads do it all the
time. Yeah.
We'd be like, okay, we're gonna take a break, and we're gonna all get off the stage, go to the side, and then like have the candy cigarettes and go, and then have the beer and drink it too. It was a different time.
That's right.
It was a different time. It was a better time. The best time.
So cute, but it's soaking out in the manguera.
We would do that too.
Monkey.
We were lucky enough. Like I still caught that tail end of the, you know, generation that would go outside and play and stuff like that.
So, when
I'm 28.
You're 28. Yeah. 28.
Yeah. But yeah, those are some fun times for sure.
Awesome. And so, really quick, I wanted to mention that on Sunday. Mm-hmm. There is a tribute for Emilio Navaira at the Tobin Center.
Yes, that's going to be this Sunday. Maybe I'll post it on the comments. Later on.
Make sure to put
that. And it's going to be at the Tobin Center. It's going to be very special. They did it with the San Antonio Orchestra like about 3-4 years ago. And now they're doing it with the Youth Orchestra of San Antonio. March 10th, this symbol. And it's...
support.
It's amazing. We actually found my cousin Emilio sent it to me like audio of them performing with the orchestra here in 94.
Wow.
And it's like you hear all these songs like that they have like rancheras and cumbias, and they're doing it in like with the orchestra, and it's just like it's a whole different vibe, and it's really
I'm gonna be there.
Really great. We'll see you there. You gotta bring some of these if you do.
Is that like
this? Oh, no, you can't. It's not even Easter yet. Never mind. I can. Never mind.
Well, so talk to us about Luna. Like, what?
Yes. So, exactly. I hope it's in your head. I've been trying to post like all over TikTok and social media and stuff like that. It's in a whole other thing now, being an artist, you know? You have to be on top of all that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've been trying to shout out to Ruben Valdez. I think he's watching right now, too. If you need a home, Realtor. Call him up, Ruben Realtor. He's really great. He is on my case every day about it. And he's like, you know, he tells me, like, if you don't post, like, oh, well, you don't want it bad enough. You don't want it bad enough, you know? And
what's it to pay?
And I feel bad. I feel bad. He's a good person to have on your team. No, he's a great guy. Him and David and Celso, they're like our little team. Shout out to all of them. And so I wrote Luna with my sister. We did the music video down there in Monterrey, Nuevo León. It was so much fun. I wrote the story, had the storyboard. We shot it within like 2.5 hours.
Wow.
And we had the lovely Omega. She's a model down there in Monterrey. Helped me out. I was going for that old silent film, but like Mexican style, like Maria Felix, Pedro Infante, sort of style. And that's what I was going in. I talked to a lot of my friends and family that have seen it. And they're like, dude, it's you. Like, it's Rigo. Like, you know, like, it's a little bit quirky. It's a little bit serious. It's a little bit funny. Like, it's you. And I was just like, well, I'm glad that, you know, my personality comes out in there.
Let me ask you a question. Whenever you get, like, let's say a first draft back of something that you've done, who's the first person you share?
She's watching it right now. Lauren, my little sister out there in Brooklyn. Yes. She,
right?
Yeah, we went to go visit her.
To the New York, my son.
We went to go visit her. She's actually studying at NYU. No, acting. Yes, we have to for sure. She's really great. She'll tell me, brother, that's kind of cringe what you do. So I'm like, all right, I gotta change it up. But no, she's really great. I always share music with her. She shares music with me, and she, you know, she keeps me young, pretty much, you know. So shout out to my little sister, Lauren. We went up there for my birthday in February to go see her in New York, and we had a blast. We had a real blast. It was Destiny's first time up there.
Oh.
And our feet were hurting.
Yeah, I knew you were on a lot of deck.
Hurting. But it was so much fun. It was really great. We got to visit the 9/11 Memorial, which was very different. Very different experience, you know, from seeing it whenever you're a little kid to now. It's just like, and like the whole city is just so busy and so loud. And that one area is just like, quiet, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was pretty nice to just go over there and just pay our respects. And then we went to Central Park. Chinatown, Little Italy. It was.
Oh, you did New York.
We did New York in a few days. I had the walking. What is it like the on your iPhone?
Yeah.
And we did 33 miles in those 2 days.
Did your body not?
No, but when we went back, I just like laid down and my feet were just slowly
throbbing.
Yeah, yeah. And I did eat Mexican food in New York.
Why?
Because I wanted to try it. And
was it good?
Yes, it was really good. I had a torta. And yeah, I'm not talking like Tex-Mex, because there's a difference. There's a difference, you know. Tex-Mex is a whole other thing, and the Mexican food is another thing. But I needed to come back to eat some carne asada because I missed it too much, you know.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
I'm trying to talk about
carne asada. I'm about 10 on my phone right now. I have about like 10 on my voice memo. So I'll come out with something. But yes, this is my guitar.
So he's going to come back later and play a song for us, you guys.
Yes.
But besides Luna, are you an album?
Yes. So Luna is the first single out of 5 songs that's going to be on my EP that I'm releasing in May of this year.
Okay.
So they're all, I'm very excited. Every song has its own personality, has its own different style. You know, I feel like right now in the music industry, it's good to mix up everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you look at Frontera doing the song with Bad Bunny. They're coming out with a song with Shakira.
What?
Like, they're doing a lot of stuff that's different.
What is your genre called?
You know, it's very hard to put a name on it.
I guess
it would be regional.
Okay.
Regional, Tejano. I really don't know because it's just a mix of everything. I like to say that, you know, you have ZZ Top in Houston with Beyonce. You got Stevie Ray Vaughan in Austin. You got Ramon Ayala in the Valley.
Okay.
You got Pantera in Dallas. You know, like these bands I grew up listening to. And to me, that's Texas. I mean, it's just all the music in one. And I'm like, well, those are my influences. That's who I am. Let's try to mix that all together with stuff that I like and let's see what we can come out with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to say that it's like Tex-Mex Indie, maybe.
Tex-Mex Indie.
Yeah, don't say Indie, actually, because my dad will get mad. He don't like Indie music.
Why?
Because he thinks that it's nonsense. I'm just kidding. He loves it. But no, it's just, I'm trying to make something that is new, something that I'll be content with, and I'm very excited for y'all to hear the songs. I have it's gonna be a bilingual EP, so good. I have a song in English.
Super smart.
And yeah, so I just want to mix it up. I want it to be to where, you know, people from Mexico can listen to it, and also people from Texas and all over the world, hopefully, you know. So
and you know, I was telling him earlier, it's weird for me to see you speaking like this and singing, because when I met you, you were, I don't want to say a little boy, but you were a teenager.
Yeah.
His dad invited me out because y'all used to perform at Gasuelas in Southside, Tuesday nights or something. And he invited me out and said, hey, come see us. I'm gonna bring my son Rigo, because he's learning how to play music and performing. And I was like, oh, okay, you're a
little bit. Yeah.
And now look at you, man.
Now just a group, a couple more inches.
We're so proud. It's true for your family.
Thank you so much.
Stick around to hear the voice. Hey, so talented, and we're so excited for you and Destiny as well. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love what you are doing here, and you know, I want to be part of the Cheeseman too. So I like it, and I'll go get some chips and queso from Mama Marty's, and we'll talk it out.
Do it large.
I did say, dude.
The kind of ones from chips and queso.
Right. And I had Rina.
Wait, can't get that.
His?
Yeah.
You know, whatever you want in Mama Marty's. And then you spend and then you spend like $20 on the touchtones so you can hear the music that you want. Well, music there. So it's a good time.
Outdoor vibe though.
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. When I go to the one on the south side, that's my
fly.
That's my go to. Yeah.
I got you. That sounds good, right?
For sure.
Cool. We'll be right back after this. Is there anything else? How do we find you?
Instagram, Regal Roll Nevada, Facebook, Regal Nevada, Spotify, Apple Music, on all social platforms. Regal Nevada, and thank y'all so much for the support. Thank y'all for watching Luna, the music video, and there'll be more content out soon. March 14th, Fanfare. March 16th, South by Southwest, Cooper's Barbecue, and March 10th, here,
Tobin Center.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
March 10th, the Sunday at the Tobin Center, tribute to my uncle Emilio and the beautiful music he made with my dad.
Okay, guys. Well, there's a lot more chismet coming up.
Yes.
So stick with us and we'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm all choking because I'm all annoying.
Guys, okay. So we're moving on really quickly, but
yes,
we have an announcement really quick. We are now on Spotify as audio only podcast. So a lot of people have been asking, why don't you do a podcast? It's like, because it's interactive and we do skits and da 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 da. But you know what? We get it. You're on the road or you can't watch it physically. Mm-hmm. So you asked for it. You got it. Beating Cheeseman is officially on a podcast, Spotify. So we will leave the link in the comments for that.
Yes. And our first three episodes are already up there, too, as well.
Yeah.
So you can go check it out. Shout out also to our girl, Joanna Estrada Chonai, because she even mentioned
Marmita.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you should have
the podcast audio. Because she was listening to it. But it's good, though, to know that. Because sometimes I think, oh, wait, do we need video? Do we not? But then I was listening to them. I was like, no, they hold, like, pretty well on their own.
We need all of it.
We need all of it. So, okay.
All of it. Okay.
Before we can bring it back up, I want to know your thoughts on horoscopes.
I believe in it all.
Me too. I believe in anything that'll tell me something. Because I don't know anything.
I my sign, first of all, my astrological sign, Capricorn.
You're Capricorn. I'm a Leo.
I know. I'm surrounded by Leos.
You are. Like,
I can't get away from y'all.
Your mom is a Leo.
All my exes are Leos.
All your exes are oopsies. All your exes are Leos. Who else?
Gemas.
The madre.
All my best friends.
All Leos.
All Leos.
Not so.
Yeah, I'm going to stop trying. I swear. It's just, I can't stop eating the stuff from the goods.
It's so good. They're so yummy. So what I did is, so I pulled some horoscopes for us.
Okay.
I haven't read them. I don't know if you read yours. I haven't because I wanted to, like, mm-hmm. assume here. So because you're a Capricorn, I pulled your daily horoscope.
There's a daily?
Where'd you pull from? So that's a good question. And I have it on my phone. I went through multiple. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Some of them were just so basic. You know, I'm like, oh, this is bullshit. Like, I want something
by a trouble this week. Kind of thing.
You know, I think it was L Magazine, ELLE. I think L was the one that I'm like, oh, I like the way these read.
Okay.
These feel. So
okay.
I was able to know. So I pulled your daily and I pulled your monthly too, because there's a monthly horoscope.
We don't have to go through all of it.
No. But read one of them. I just want you to read one for Capricorns out there.
Daily. So this is today?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the daily.
Oh,
it's actually, let's do the monthly.
Yeah. I want to see if it fits you, if you feel like it fits you.
Okay. This is for the month of March, Capricorn. Have a little fun, Capricorn. Changes are coming to both your personal and professional realms starting later this month. So you're really going to take advantage of the lighthearted energy that will fill up the first 3 weeks of March. The sun is swirling through Pisces in your communicative house until March 19th, boosting your power of persuasion and helping you find the right words for every occasion.
Hey, now.
You're such a hard worker, Capricorn, but you'll accomplish more by getting out and circulating. Hit some local hotspots, commune over coffee with a client, prospect, and reconnect with your friends, especially as the weather gets warm to meet outdoors.
Aw, pretty good. That's a good one.
That's a cute one.
Yeah.
I'm definitely taking advantage of the lighthearted energy because I just came back from Europe.
Oh, Joe, you're just talking about that too, about like just doing things and going and all this
stuff. Yeah. Okay, go.
Here, I'll read
monthly or daily.
I don't know. So I'm a Leo, guys. Should I read my? I'll read the monthly too. What's on the mat? Things should flow well for you today.
Hey, is that the same one?
Oh, okay. I'm gonna read my daily because it looks like that's the only one I posted because I did this late at night. It is the same thing.
Got it. Definitely it is.
Got it.
Things should flow well for you today with very little effort on your part, Leo. That if any quarrel arises, it's an indication that the person you argue with isn't necessarily the right person to deal with or confide in. Emotional issues are likely to be the hardest ones to overcome, but this shouldn't be a problem for you. You have the ability to work through these like a pro. We'll see. I like horoscopes too. I don't know. I know some people get all deep in like numbers and all.
There's hidden science. It's called astrology, right?
Astrology.
Or numerology
sign and the sun sign.
Yeah.
And all other things like
this. Something to it.
On Snapchat. Like you can go on Snapchat and click on your profile. And Elijah, my kiddo, showed it to me. And oh my gosh, it breaks it down almost to the T of like
your sign.
You are. Yeah.
By your birthday.
It's really weird. It's
on Snapchat?
On Snapchat.
I don't have Snapchat.
Yeah.
It's just one more thing for me to check, but.
No, I never use it. And so I actually had to log in just so they could show me how I'm doing. But anyway.
Okay. So I have something to tell you besides the horoscope. Speaking of living freely and doing things for yourself, because right here we're about self-care, right?
All that.
Well, I heard of this thing called a vajayshal. Cover your ears, Regal.
A vajayshal?
Did I say Rodrigo? Rodrigo.
A
vajayshal. Have you heard of it?
It's a facial for your vagina.
Tonight's other sponsor is Beauty Bee.
What?
Okay. Lori Messer.
Messer? I don't want to mess up your name. I'm so sorry.
Beauty at Beauty Bee 23 underscore. You have to go follow her.
What?
This girl is a waxing specialist.
She's in Castroville.
She's in Castroville.
Which is
and she does facials. She's a licensed esthetician. But that ain't what her secret sauce is. What? She in between the legs of many people. And so I'm like, okay, wait.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah. You asked self-care on a whole other level. I asked her everything.
Like, do you get scrubbed down?
Yes. So it's a scrub. First of all, she says it's a cleanse. It's a scrub. There's a mask. And then if you have ingrown hairs, she takes him out.
So it would have to be like, and again, right? This is, welcome to
all the fashion.
Does it matter if you have no hair or hair or littles? They're pregnant.
No, it doesn't matter.
So you can get a facial at any stage.
Well, she's not going to like blow dry you out. Why? You're not going to get a Brazilian down there, okay?
Speak to, oh my gosh. It's a whole other story. You'll have to tell that one at some point.
What other story?
I'll remind you.
Okay.
It's over.
So, vajayshal, you guys, follow Beauty Bee LC and on Instagram. We'll post her also here on Facebook. We need to support other locally owned businesses and what other way. And one thing I was telling her is like, I personally don't wax because it hurts like a
month. Well, that's what I was going to say. I remember the first time you
I
was
died.
About, you called
me. Oh, I died.
I didn't know what was happening in her life. And she,
no. The second birth after childbirth was waxing the vagina.
Never forget that.
Never again. But she was like, no, I'm much more, how about, she said she's a gentle hand.
No, I don't know.
I was all about the vajayshal. And I told her, she said that when you get older, you start to lose like your, what is that word? Inhibition. What is that word? She's like, a lot of older women, and I'm learning this in my self-care journey, is that it's not, when people are like, oh, you're posting a thirst trap. I'm like, no, it's not for you.
Yeah.
My working out and my booty pics and all that, it's
for you.
For you. It's for me.
To feel.
To feel good about myself. When I'm naked, I want to be like, bam, bitch, you look hot. Not because I'm trying to like get some dude's attention. But that's just great as an after, I guess, but it's not the number one goal.
Yeah.
So to do a vajayshal for myself,
yeah,
I try to do it. I think I want to be like, damn.
Yeah.
You know?
So, like, and someone does it for you, though. Like, it's not like, oh, here's the steps and, like,
no.
Someone,
yeah.
And just let them.
They treat you to it
and do their thing.
Yeah. And I'm also going to go this weekend for a facial. And so she does facials. And I'm like, you know what?
She better wash her hands.
She doesn't go from the down to the up to the down.
That's great. Interesting.
So, yeah. So, again, shout out to Lori. And we're here to support her business. So, please follow her. Even if it's in Castroville, who cares? Take the time to go drive out there to support her.
It's pretty much San Antonio.
Exactly.
I love going out to Castroville. That's what I'm saying. I go out there pretty frequently. I mean, not pretty frequently, but it's right there. So, that's it. I'm curious now.
Well, yeah. So, Tulsa, it's a game changer. The vajayshal. Look it up.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder how she like puts her patients at ease to like, okay, open up, sweetheart.
Yes, they have to. And I think it's her bedside manner that the number one review is that she's like
really sweet and
sweet and soft about it and not like, you know.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna make some.
Mike Tickler will love the vagine even more if it's smooth like a baby's bottom.
Oh, well.
Well, wait, that's an analogy. If it's smooth like a.
Like something smooth.
Something smooth.
So,
anyway. Well, that's.
Oh, man.
I'm going to invite Regal back to sing us a song.
Yeah,
so joining us. Don't forget to subscribe on all platforms. And if you would like to advertise with us, of course, we have so many skits. Oh, by the way, Fiesta is coming up, and I really want to do a music video. Regal, you need to help us.
Oh, you know.
And so we're looking for a sponsor. And so if you guys know, this will be the fifth year.
Wow.
Fifth year making a music video.
I'm going to join you.
By the way, you can also find our music on Spotify.
Oh, yes. So and find music and everything.
Comes up as an artist and also like,
look at this little.
I'm going to serenade y'all tonight.
The knee thing.
Yeah, I did the knee thing, so it's fine. Nationwide is on your song. No, so. Thank y'all so much again for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And I'm just going to do a little acoustic of my song Luna that's on Spotify, Apple Music, all digital platforms. So go download it, go listen to it, go watch the video on YouTube as well. Your giveaways.
Okay.
Do them right now.
The first two people right now to post Rigo's song.
Yes.
And follow his pages and also tag the goods in the comments. The first two people to do that will get a rim dip, chamoy rim dip.
It's so good.
Chain with the Lucas or whatever that was, fajin, that's the mean, and a bag of candy. Two people right now. Go follow.
Go.
Do everything.
It's heavy. It's a lot of candy.
Well, comment if you're the winner. A few people. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Wait.
Nunca pensaba que yo iba hasta que te conocí y con una mirada caí en un trance. Cuando te vi, Luna, tu luz es la única que yo sigo. Cuando estoy perdido, yo quisiera tenerte aquí, a mi lado, hasta el fin, bajo el aire. Bajo la luna, cada vez que estás conmigo, tú me robas un suspiro. Bajo la luna, bajo la luna.
I think acoustic better.
It's more sexual.
Yeah.
It's more sexual.
You have a moon on your ring then.
I do. I love moons.
Thank you so much again. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you, Mom. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Yes.
On March
21st.
Oh, 20th. Which is 2 weeks from now, Wednesday night.
20th.
Great. Yes. We'll see you guys there. Bye.
Bye.
Buckle down at the moon. Get me some sour.
I know.